Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And what a good morning it is. Don't you love this weather? I don't feel this heat wave that's supposed to be coming. Do you? This is perfection, which means your mood should be bright and cheery. And it may not be bright and cheery, thus the show. You compelled me to do this show. I can't get around it. Every time somebody comes in with a problem, a health concern, it ends up at the root of it being some form of disemotion, some fear, some anxiety, some depression, some mania that you just can't deal with, that it's at the root of it all. And we don't come in thinking that way. But any of you that have been on the healing journey, so to speak, know that in the end, you end up dealing with your core emotions. And what does that mean? Well, we all have a sense of what it means because we all know what Prozac is. We all know what Xanax is. We all know what drugs are. We all know what booze is. We all know the things we know to get around the pain you feel when you feel those emotions. Now, I'm no shrink, never wanted to be a shrink. I'm fascinated with the human body, those mechanisms. And the reason I do a show like this today is you just can't cut the head off from the rest of the body. If you're depressed, if you live with anxiety, if you've dabbled in the drugs, if you've gotten heavily into the pharmaceutical meds, which honestly, to me, are worse than the drugs. I don't want to get into this. Drugs are illegal, so we don't want to get into this. But bottom line is, when you really look at what's going on at the neurojunctions, at the receptor sites for the Prozacs, the SSRIs, and all the opiates, the rest of it, and you talk to doctors, and I'm talking about the people that make these drugs. I have discourse with enough of them, and you ask them, what does the receptor site look like when you're off the drug, when it's a year later, when you're still suicidal because you can't get around and off the SSRI med? You know, a lot of doctors today are saying once you're on them for life. I don't believe that. I think that's ignorance. But what the doctors are saying is, in their experience, it is really tough to get off these things. Well, why did we have Freud and Reich and Jung? And why do we have psychology when we have a nation addicted to Prozac? Because they failed. They did. Not to knock you out there, if you took your doctorate in shrinkhood or you're a psychiatrist, of course you didn't fail. But if you're on the site, and you should be, go to picture 11. If you're new to the show, I am Dr. Vincent Medici. Get to my website when you can. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com with two T's. Get to the website. Those of you on the website, you got to go to picture number 11, Time Magazine cover. Time Magazine a year or two ago or whatever. Is Freud dead? Yeah. If you've got a grandson in medical school, he's probably not going to be a psychiatrist. He might more or less be thinking of something like cosmetic dermatology, where you can charge cash for taking off women's molds with lasers and make a ton of dough. So I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek. Certainly your grandson wouldn't think that way. But the point is this. Today, a psychiatrist, relative to what a psychiatrist used to be, which is a guy that would sit you down on a couch and talk to you about you, to give you a sense of who you were and who you weren't and how the interferences in your life turned you into a little monster. But really, underneath that, you're a good, loving Christian. Or whoever. A good, loving, whatever you are, whatever religion. Point being, psychiatry used to invite you into a journey of self with the hope that you would resolve these inner conflicts and so on and so forth. Then came Prozac and said, we've got a shortcut. The pain you feel, meaning the depression, meaning the anxiety, you don't have to feel anymore. You can just bury it. Now, Huxley predicted this in Brave New World back in the 20s. Huxley said, eventually, we're just going to have a pill, and that pill's going to put it all away for us. Well, guess what? Huxley was right. We have definitely succeeded. And Freud, if he's not dead, okay, he's hurting. So is Reich. So is Jung. So is Maslow. So are all the transpersonal psychologists. And who's kidding who? The CDC says over 20 years, one out of three will be on one of these meds. And from my estimation, they're going to be basically correct. That's why I'm doing the show. I like to talk about DNA and all those things. I like to talk about telluric currents, and I like to talk about gallbladders. I like to talk about tumors and autoimmune disease and stuff. But at the root of all of this, your symptomology, your health concern, your issues come down. Now I'll get to my shtick. They come down to blocked creative force. You were once a child filled with dreams, with less anxiety and less depression and an abundance of optimism. And over the decades, through a series of disappointments, starting when you were very young, you're left high and dry. The pain gets so great that you can't not feel it anymore. And that's why we give you Prozac. Now, Freud invited you on a different path. He said, let's go elsewhere. Let's take that journey, this long, arduous journey. You know, when you say long, and when you say arduous, and when you say painstaking, and when you say chip away day by day, that's something, well, the truth is, America tends to run away from. Well, it's human nature to run away from it. But America's great at it. We like that quick and easy fix. And so Prozac's appealing. And sometimes you need those things. What a terrible thing to say that sometimes you might need Prozac and sometimes, but you know what it is. A lot of people have to get up in the morning and go to work and they can't skitz out on their boss. They got bills to pay, families to support, and a lot to do. And sometimes you just got to do it. So I'm not knocking it in that sense, but I am saying it is long term the road to nowhere. When finally you get to greener pastures, you got to get off the stuff because you will be a zombie forever and your dreams cannot come true once you're medicated on these things. You are numb, and sometimes you need to be numb. Well, Freud offered you an alternative, and you know what? No one's taking it. People don't do classic analysis anymore. That's why I'm doing the show. I want to give you a sense of an alternative perspective on this. Something maybe to speed your development. In other words, to give you a fuller model. Now, I'm close enough to a bunch of shrinks, good ones, to know that what I'm telling you today will help you if you do it. But first, a deeper perspective. So go to picture number one. Let's go to picture number one. There you are. Picture number one. If you're driving, we're looking at those sort of fetal pictures, you know, the embryos, what you used to be, day one, day two, day three, day four. You actually started out as a couple of cells. Look at picture number two. The sperm met the egg, and the sperm secreted an enzyme to pierce the skin of the egg. And there you began, a fertilized egg. And then you became a two-cell organism and a 4-cell organism and an 8-cell organism and a 16-cell organism, and then you became a blastocyst. And after that, you looked like that little alien there, gestating in your mommy's belly. But here's the point. The electrical field running through your body, harmonized to God, to the cosmos, to the soul, whatever you want to call it, that's experiencing a massive explosion. That is the Big Bang. When you consider the power liberated when sperm meets egg and you develop embryonically, gestationally through that 9 months, that's when you are being developed. Now, the point is, or part of the point, is Freud didn't start there. He started after you popped out. When Freud came up with this stuff, Oedipal complex, oral, anal, Oedipal stage, post-Oedipal stage, they wanted to burn him just for that. I mean, the notion that the little girl sits on daddy and falls in love with him, that was way too much for Victorian Europe, Victorian America to listen to. They didn't like it. Plus, he was Jewish. Both Europe and the United States were Christian-dominated, and they didn't like to hear this. So Freud was ostracized right from the beginning. But eventually, it was just something that you had to see and you knew was true. Much of who you are is about who you are from post-birth, those early years. That really isn't the case. There's a guy everyone should know. He's 90-something today. His name is Dr. Bernard Bale. Go to picture number 6. There's Dr. Bale, probably in his 70s or 80s. World War II veteran. Picture number 7, there he is in World War II. I think that's before medical school. Incredible, incredible story. He's in his 90s today in practice in Beverly Hills. It's a closed practice, sort of. He's selective, wrote a book, picture number 8, The Mother's Signature. What that book is telling you sitting there with anxiety, you sitting there with depression, mania, whatever you've got, he's telling you it didn't start in a rational phase after you were born. It didn't start when you were 1 month or 1 year or 2 years or 3 years. It started gestationally. For the most part, people who have irrational levels of anxiety and depression and live with them have to look to gestation. Now, that's in stark contrast to Freud. Freud started where Bale left off. And that's a big deal. Because lots of you are sitting there and going, I don't even know what I'm anxious about. Yeah, mommy and daddy, and I've heard it, and I've done it, and I've said it, and I've resolved it, and I've forgiven it, and the rest of it, but I'm still filled with anxiety. I am still filled with fear. I still feel like I'm just going to be exploded into outer space. I still feel like I'm in an empty black void, so on and so forth. I still feel like I can't stand up or open my eyes. I still feel like I don't want to come out of the house. And your experience of you is not adding up. Well, Bale is trying to tell you, Dr. Bale, he's a medical doctor, he's a psychiatrist. He's trying to tell you, you have to look all the way back to picture number 1, to when you were that little alien gestating, day 9, day 10, day 16, so on and so forth. Because that's where you are, an electrical field. And that's why I want to bring you into this embryonic sense of you. Because you're so barren, you're so void of personality at that phase, that maybe you can see, there you are, floating in amniotic fluid, enjoying, basking, expanding, like Big Bang expanding.